Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando and the surrounding areas. I am so glad to be with you, and you again today. Oh, yes, I'm thrilled to have you there with me today. Oh, yes, I am. And I trust that you're praying for us as we are praying for you. Why? Because we love you. And we want us to do everything together. Because it's better when you do it together. Yes, it is, praise the Lord. And God is on the throne. Listen now, if you want someone to pray for you, call 347-857-3925. Give us that call, and someone would answer, and it tells you to press the 1, you press the 1, and somebody will talk with you and get your information. It don't matter what you want to pray for, huh? You want us to pray for someone else, we'll do that. Pray for you and your home and your family and your children. We will do that. We will, and we will continue to pray when we are not on the line. We'll continue to pray for you. All right? Is that all right? Okay. Just remember this, that we love you. Now, we're waiting for your call, 347-857-3925. All right. Here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. Father, as we come before you, God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Now, Father, as I lay my hand upon this list, Lord Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as I touch and agree, Lord Father, as we all touch and agree, Lord Father, on those that ask for prayer for themselves, Lord Father, all for the loved ones, Lord Father. We thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jason Keenan, 2 daughters, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to strengthen them, Lord Father. Father, they no longer, Lord Father, have their father, Lord Father. So we ask you right now, Lord Father, to cover them under the blood right now, Lord Father. Keep them safe, Lord Father. Protect them, O Lord, from predators, Lord Father, child molesters right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you right now for the mother, Lord Father. Father, raising them up in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Cover them right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for her salvation, Lord Father, and praying, Lord Father, that you continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Touch her mind also, Lord Father. Father, you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Let her call upon you like never before. In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we hold before you Philip right now, Lord Father. Touch his body right now, Lord Father. Give him the strength, Lord Father, and the peace and comfort that he needs, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. We pray also for his salvation, Lord Father. Father, that he seek your face, Lord Father, and continue, Lord Father, to give you the thanks and the praises, Lord Father, that is due unto your holy name, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Doran family, Lord, asking you, Lord Father, for traveling mercies for them to their destination, Lord Father. You be that pilot right now, Lord Father. We cancel every assignment, Lord Father, that would try and hinder them, Lord Father, from reaching their destination safely, Lord Father, and back, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord Father, asking you to touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord Father. You said, Lord Father, that healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father. All those right now, Lord Father, that are sick in their bodies, Lord Father, and needs you right now, and know you, O God, as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, those that do not, Lord Father, we ask you right now, Father, to place someone in their path, Lord Father, to lead them to you right now. Father, that they don't go to a Christless grave, Lord Father. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to touch families, Lord Father, that going through, Lord Father God, the passing of a loved one, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. Give them peace and comfort. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise this day. Thanking you, Lord Father, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for us, Lord Father. Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of. And Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in their lives. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for every bill being paid in full and every debt being canceled, Lord Father. We thank you for traveling mercies going and coming right now, canceling the assignment of the enemy, every plot, every trap, every snare right now in the name of Jesus, and render it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for covering them under the blood, Lord Father, on their jobs. Father God, protecting them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, what you do on this broadcast, Lord Father, how you continue to use your man and woman of God right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, Lord Father, my pastors right now, Lord, Pastor George and Pastor Sharon right now, Lord. Father, covering them under the blood, Lord Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father. We thank you for the overflow right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as you continue to pour into them, Lord Father. I also hold before you my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, covering them under the blood from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, knowing no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you how you continue to use them to bring forth the word also, Lord Father. As we continue, Lord Father, to speak healing to their bodies, Lord Father, and overflow right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch the listeners, Lord Father, that listen in different regions, Lord Father. Father, whatever, Lord Father, they may be going through, Lord Father, needing to hear the word, Lord Father. We thank you for always bringing that right now word, Lord Father, that we can use to apply it to our lives. So, Father, right now I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast and render it null and void, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this line this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we're thanking you for healing and deliverance, Lord. Father, touch the ears and the hearts, Lord, Father, of the people, Lord. Father, that they may hear the word, Lord, Father, and receive the word right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask that you decrease, Lord, Father, my pastor, Lord, Father, as you increase in her, Lord, Father. Father, as she let go and let God and you have your way right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, as you decrease my apostle also, Lord, Father, as you increase in her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Again, amen. We thank the Lord for the prayer that's gone up thus far. If you haven't heard your name, that means you didn't call. And the number is 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Now give us a call, okay? We're waiting to hear from who? You. Yes, 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 I tell you. All right. Let me try to give you this little word here. Praise God. Amen. Y'all pray with me now, okay? All right, here we go. Christians' experience teaches us that often the things which look good to us are bad for us. And those things which look bad for us are often good for us. Christian experience teaches us that often the things which look good to us are bad for us. And those things which look bad to us are often good for us. Now, what do you think? Praise God. Amen. We thank God for you. You here today. We thank God for Sister Diane. Thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for our speaker now, Pastor Sharon. And we thank God for you, you, and you, one by one, name by name. This time we want to thank God for you being there. Call your friend. Text them right now. Text them and tell them they won't want to miss this woman of God. Now, I know I told you wouldn't want to miss the one on yesterday, on the former broadcast, Wednesday's broadcast. Yeah, I told you didn't want to miss that. God has something special just for you, oh, and just for me. And I thank God for the Elder Bowman. I thank God for it. Now, we're going on a little further today.
Amen.
Yes, we are. Amen. Break the bread of life. That's what we're going to do today. Break the bread of life. My God. Isn't it good? Just say, you know how they used to say about camel soup? Good. You know, you remember that commercial with camel soup? Well, remember that today. Good. So good. So good. So good. Hallelujah. I thank God for it. I thank God for those that are with us today. Praise God, each one of you, name by name, one by one. I thank God for every one of you. Yes, I do. I don't have to know your name, you know, really. Praise God. I don't have to know what you look like. All I know is I thank God for you. If God calls you to be on, then bless the Lord. You're on because he have a word for you today, no matter who it come from. But it is a word from the Lord, and you should appreciate any word from the Lord. You know that he's thinking of you, right? I bless the Lord because he's thinking of me. Yes, yes, you heard that song. He's thinking of you, didn't you? Praise God. I know you did. And I appreciate it when he's thinking of me. Oh, I'd be love for him to be thinking of me all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm selfish in that way. Amen, amen, amen. But I know he got the other people in this world to think of, you know. And if he don't say that like he's thinking of me, I know he's still thinking of me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me this day, okay? I need your prayers this day myself. Bless God, bless God, bless God. Now, listen, you know, you have the opportunity to call in. I say call in to the broadcast, not text in. Call in to the broadcast, okay? Now, you text your neighbor, your friend, your enemy, whoever. You text them to get on and give them the number to get on or whatever. Okay, just do the one, to, you know, come on, come on. I suppose what you do, text now. But to us, you call us in at 347-857-3925. All right, and then you hit the one, okay? All right. But you know how to do it. I know you've been on here long enough to know how to do it. And we're expecting to hear from you today. Yes, sir. We told you you could always ask questions. Yeah, you can do that. All right. And somebody will answer. Somebody will answer you. All right. Isn't that okay? I know you know that's okay. All right. All right. We're going to... I know I'm trying to let everybody get comfortable first. Not too comfortable. You may go to sleep. Okay. We don't want you to get too comfortable. Okay? All right. But we want you to open your ears to hear what thus saith the Lord today. This is what we want you to do. All right? We want something to happen in your life. Do you see? That's why we are here. And we want you to testify what happened. Now, let me say this. Now, suppose you, okay, I ain't talking about nobody in particular, but, you know, if the shoe fit, wear it. That's the way I put it, okay? Now, if you got something wrong with you, you know, the doctor done told you something wrong with you, and we are praying for you every day, and especially on Friday nights, you know, especially on Friday nights, you know, prayer is going on around here constantly. Like Thursday morning there's prayer, and Saturday morning there's prayer, Sunday morning there's prayer, Friday nights there's prayer going on. During the week, there's prayer going on, you know. So we have lots of prayer going on to accommodate each individual that we will make sure we're going to get you sometime or another in there, you see, because you need the prayer, okay? So prayer is always going on for you. We'd like to know that is the prayer being answered? Is God touching you? Has he touched you? Or have you given up? Don't give up. If it ain't worked the first time, we'll go to second. If don't do it the second, we go to third, and so on and so on and so on. We'll continue to pray until something happens. Do you hear me? This is what we believe in doing today. Glory to God. And we're sending prayers to you right now that may be sick in your body right this minute. We're sending prayer to you. I know how it feels. You try. You try. And you say, well, I just want to listen. Maybe. We forget the maybe. Just say, God will heal me. And forget that maybe. Don't put no maybe in there, all right? Just listen so God can heal you. I'm getting my healing. Just start saying it till you see it, all right? And you do that, whatever you need God to do, Okay, do it today. Hallelujah. Is that somebody? Praise the Lord. Amen. You're there. Oh, sorry, I had to cut it off. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Well, I hear you now.
It's Liz from Connecticut.
Yes. How are you today?
I feel awesome today. I mean, going through stuff, but, you know, we all got to go through things. And it's been kind of hard, but you know what? I just got to, you got this girl, Ken. I'm going to keep going and do what I have to do and see what it is, trying to, you know, get my health, make sure everything's okay, been to the doctors, so far so good, you know. So I'm getting ready for, I don't know what, but I know something's coming up. So in that sense, my son is doing very well. He's going out to do therapy, you know, out there. And then, like, you know, he's getting his teeth fixed and whatever. And like I said, I've been busy in here cleaning, doing a lot of praying, getting rid of stuff that you don't need. The less, the better. So that's it. And a lot of prayer, a lot of worshiping, a lot of singing. And I just, you know, like right now it's cold and damp. It's crazy. It's 55. It's supposed to go to 75. But this weather over here goes on and on. So, you know, you got to figure out how you going to dress and all that. But
right,
otherwise, it's supposed to be sunny, you know. So.
Amen.
But I'm doing it. Today, I could just say, going through whatever, I just thank God for helping me, giving me the strength and doing things, you know. Sometimes it's not easy because, you know what, you have to do it. Actually, sometimes, you know, yourself, me, you, and maybe other people, we work hard, you know. Other people don't. They don't know what it is, you know. Hey, you really got to work. You really got to get these things done. But, you know, they'd rather watch TV, play these videos, and be out there and, you know, and not learn. I said, there's a lot of music, a lot of songs, art. There's so much to do, whatever it is that you like doing, you know. And, you know, with other people, calling them or texting them or, you know, praying and all that. So, you know, I know God is doing a lot of stuff. And I understand, because I remember when I used to work as a monitor, and let me tell you, it wasn't easy. I floated. I figured, okay, I float, no big deal, you know. I mean, we had a childcare up in New York, and I learned a lot through my daughter and kids and everything. But when I went down to Florida, I was never trained. And I had special needs, all kinds of kids, all kinds of whatever. And God, you know what, he really used me and the people around. It was so awesome. It wasn't easy because when I finally got done what needed to be done, God already had me, like, for the next place. And, of course, the children and the parents, they don't want you to go, but I said, I got to go. I did what I had to do. It's to the next one, to the next one. And I realized that, I mean, it was hard with some people. I mean, they cry. They cry, you know, don't go, then whatever. But, you know, I had to do what I have to do. And there's, you know, like, in helping whoever it is. And in that sense, but that God used me. Let me tell you, God, and I was never trained, never trained, you know, with special needs, with anything. I didn't know what to expect. I go on a bus, I didn't know who to drive out early in the morning. I don't even know the kids. Usually I try to get a driver, let me, you know, give me a hint, you know. But it opened up my eyes, a year of floating all over different parts of Florida. So, in a way, it was a blessing because then I wound up being in different routes. I mean, I did it for 15 years, but I truly, truly thank God for putting me there. He put me where he needed me because I was willing to work. I was willing to go into the school itself and work with special needs and all that. And they wouldn't take me. They wouldn't take me. So then when I got to be a monitor, I said, I thank God. Here I am traveling all over, seeing all different things, meeting all kinds of kids and parents, working with them and the school and all. It was and the different drivers. It was just awesome. I just thank God for those 15 years
thank
that
God.
I spent down in Florida. I thank God. Glory to him and to all those children and parents and, you know, that we work together, whoever we, you know, we help one another. And that's what God wants. We got to help, lift one another, pray for one another, do what we can, you know. But
amen.
It was awesome.
Yes. We thank God for meeting you also, praise God.
I thank God for meeting you. I'll never forget me and Patsy. Oh, that's one thing I'll never forget. Dan and my other, you know, my driver that time, but Patsy, you know, being with me, Eurisha, you know, being, you know, working together and, you know, we used to help next door, that other place, and then you went there and we prayed. It was a blessing. And it didn't matter where you people were. God took me. I thank God for Patsy. Took me all over. I enjoyed. I said, you know, God take me all over. I love it.
Yes, I love it because
you know what? Because where he takes me, you know what? The people truly, like something, I won't go there. I went there. I said, if you take me, I'll go. You know what? And it's a blessing with the people for them, for me. It's so wonderful to say, you know what, you're welcome anytime. Anytime you're welcome. They don't even know you, but, you know, they met you, they pray for you, we'll pray for them, and they say, you are welcome anytime up there in Gotham. That happened to me. I was like, whoa, you know. But, no, I've been to a lot of places in Switzerland, Florida, to different retreats and stuff, and I just met all kinds of people. I loved it. They asked me, would you go? I said, sure, if I don't have to pay you, pick me up, I go. I just thank God. It was a blessing to me. It was truly a blessing of how God took me all over. So I met all kinds of people, and it was just wonderful. And oh, I don't know. I can't explain. You know, when you're there, they you know the people that the Lord, the Spirit is all around, and the people, and you could just they even tell you, or you see it. It's just a blessing. It's just a blessing because God is with us.
It's a blessing. We thank God for all of our connections.
That's right.
All of them. Because he can connect people together, don't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure does. It's like they say, like a table, like one of those things that gets weaved over in like family, friends, and continue. And it's beautiful how it's made out with different colors, different things, whatever you want. It's just the handiwork of God. That's what it's the handiwork that he does, that tapestry that's so beautiful and awesome, you know? Oh,
yes, it is.
I just love
it. Yes, it is. Those are sweet words. Yes, it is. It's awesome. Whatever he do is awesome. Yes.
That's right.
Amen. We thank God for our dear sister. Amen. Hallelujah. That she's still doing well. Hallelujah. God is still carrying her through. Amen, amen, amen. Now, you know, we got about, we'll give somebody about 1 minute. Anybody else want to give a praise report right quick? They can. Praise God. We're going to give you at least another one or two minutes, okay, if you'd like to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm not going to sit up and wait all day now. Come on, why you make up your mind whether you will or you won't. Amen. Praise God. All right. Since you can't make up your mind today, we thank God for Sister Elizabeth. Praise God, there in Connecticut. In the cold country, we thank God for her. Amen. She ain't froze. Amen. She's still red hot, ain't she? Praise the Lord. She's a delightful person, and that's the person you always like to meet. Happy,
amen.
Delightful people, and they always got something good to say about the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That's why God blesses her. Praise
Amen.
God. All right. Praise God to you, you and you. We're not going to hold you back any longer because we want to let you go. because you finna get something here. Oh, my God. Dynamic. Oh, my God. Here's this dynamic woman of God. Oh, God got some people out here, ain't he? Lord, have mercy. Oh, they know how to do. They know how to deliver that word. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you get your pencil, get your paper if you want to, or however you do it. But open up your ears. Take the cotton out. Okay, so you can hear. All right? And then, listen, prepare you a question that you might want to ask. I don't know, you might want to ask something of the speaker, you know. Ask. There, you'll have time. She leaves time for you to ask a question. And if you can't ask it, we'll give it to Bishop Boda, Sister Diane. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's to answer the questions, okay? Isn't that fair? That's fair. Yes, it is. Praise God. So, without any further ado, she's the mother, grandmother. Yes, yes, yes. She is sisters. She got sisters and brothers. She got all those there. And she got a church family.
Amen.
She got all that. All that is in her resume. All right? And this, most of all in her resume, is that she's born again. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, she is. See? She has a large resume. So, today, let me tell you, you say, well, I never heard of her. Yes, you do. You have. Every time you think about Jesus, you hear her. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, then our own Pastor Sharon Vaughn.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for the man and the woman of God. Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and each and every one of you. And I just thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his promises. And truly, I thank God for the broadcast on yesterday. I really enjoyed that yesterday, the broadcast, because, you know, when you look at everything, and I know people don't want to evaluate. I said the world, I say evaluate. You may say look things over, look over your life, whatever it is. A lot of people have went through so many things in the year and plus. And a lot of times we don't realize, like Elder Bolden was saying, we don't realize the impact it has on you or the impact it has on your family, in your community. You just don't know. But I thank God to this day that Jesus knows all about it. And the key to everything is, and we are told by our Savior, to in all things to give thanks unto the Lord. And I reminded long time ago that I was told there were some times in your life when you may not be able to open up your voice, your mouth, and say hallelujah, but you can wave your hand. You don't know what condition, what stage in life, what will happen to you in your life that will bring you into the place that you have to realize for yourself that there's always something you can do. And you have to give God the honor, the glory, the praise, and the thanks that is doing to his holy name, knowing that God is still God and there is none other God but him today, knowing that he is right there with you, his promises is true, that he'll never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that this is a time also of going through the process. He knows what's best for each and every one of us. We may not think it's all best and all goody and all happy, happy, but you know what? But if we allow him to take us through, he'll bring us out. And sometimes he'll allow you to go through a situation for you to do what? Reevaluate a lot of things, change some things, make some changes, do things a little bit different. Because if it never showed up, you will not pay attention that this needs to be changed in our life. This needs to be done away with. It's time now to open your eyes. It's time now to look with a clear eye. It's time now to look up and see. And when you look up, what do you really see today? What do you see? Praise the Lord. What do you see? When you look up, what do you see? Can you see clearly today? And when you see, can you make out with your eyes what you're seeing? Or do you have to rub your eyes because it's a little bit dim? Or is your eyes of understanding has been opened? Or can you believe what God's word says? Can you trust him? Can you stand on his word? And we all have a time where we have to walk and know for ourselves what God is saying. And when I was thinking about the word yesterday, it was very cool. I liked that word. Because you know what? Even when he was breaking it down about spring, it's time to what? Spring forward. Time for you to look ahead. You know what? Yes, you went through this. Yes, we walked through the pandemic. Yes, people lost their job. Yes, a lot of people cannot pay their mortgage or their rent. Yes, the utility bill is due. Yes, this happened. Yes, that happened. But what else can you look at now? Can you look beyond that and say, yes, it was a little bumpy here. Yes, it was a little bit rough. But you know what? God made a way. It wasn't what I was looking for, but he still made a way. He kept me. He protected me. He healed my body. He kept my household. Because I was reminded, we were told in for 2020 that we need to speak the word of God before the word came before the new year, Psalms 91. Psalms 91, we needed to repeat Psalms 91 every single day over our life. And we were to apply the blood of Jesus upon the doorpost of our home, our spiritual home, our natural home. And we may not have understood the significance of it all. But you know what? God allowed us to go through that process to make us even more, to build us up, to let us know that I'm with you even through that. And when we look at that, I'm still reminded according to what? Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk. And when I was looking at that, I said, you know what? I see why he tells us at times, you know? Because when I read Habakkuk, the chapter 1, and it reads, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. And he asked God, oh, Lord, how long shall I cry? And thou wilt not hear. Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save. Why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? Falling and violence are before me, and they are that raise up strife and contention. And then he started to talk about, therefore the law is slack, and judgment do it never go. For the wicked doeth compass the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. And I was reminded about what Samuel, when Samuel was ruling as the prophet, he ruled well. He ruled in justice. But then it comes a time when the world is corrupted, the people are corrupted, and they're easily to be bribed. They're easily to take sides. But don't you know when you're on the Lord's side, when you are on the King of Kings side, you cannot take sides. God is a God of justice. You cannot allow yourself to be bribed. You say, well, bribing somebody paying you. Yeah, they could pay you. Or because you want to be their friend, you'll stick onto their lie. You will not stand for justice. You will not stand for righteousness. You will not stand for what you know is right. Because you don't want to be left. Everyone else is doing this thing. Everybody else is joining in. Everybody, I don't want to be the outlaw. I don't want to be the outsider. I want to blend right in. But a lot of people are going to blend right in and end up in hell. They should open their eyes. But Samuel and Habakkuk, he called and talking to God. What burden are you seeing? What condition are you seeing around you? What is it that is overwhelming you? Not overwhelming you until you cannot sleep, but what burning in your heart that you cry out to God about? What is it that causing you to seek God's face? What is it is making you say, God, the condition of what? The condition of the family, the condition of the children, the condition, Lord, of people's hearts. What is it? What is the burden today that got your attention? Is something got your attention? Oh, nothing got your attention. I remember a month back, I said, God, we need an advocate. And then God let me know he came as an advocate for us, our intercessor. He was the greatest intercessor to speak on our behalf. And there's times in your life, say, Lord, is there anyone that can speak on your behalf? But then I'm reminded, Samuel said what? My work speaks for myself. When they accused him, when his son did not walk up to the park, but he said, I am not my child. I'm not Joel. I'm not this. And you can speak that today, because I can declare that today. I am not my husband. I am not my children. I am not my mother. I am not my sisters. I am not my brother. And you can call your name today because God made you who you are. And you don't have to take on another person's title. You don't have to take on another person's character. You don't have to take on. But know what God says concerning you. And Samuel had to say, I'm Samuel. You knew me from when I was a child. You knew I obeyed God's word. Habakkuk crying out to God. What? Because of the condition. The condition of what they're seeing. And I said, God, since 2021 came in, it's like havoc came in 2021. What was hidden came to life. But I declare and decree this day that the devil is a liar and the truth of God is not in him. You got to take your stand. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You got the situation in your life. You got to speak to it. Don't allow that situation to dictate you or make you become what it says you are. But you know, I'm reminded that God told us life and death, it is in the power of our tongue. And we have to speak life to ourselves. I found out I had to speak life to myself. I found out I had to rewrite some things in my mind. Found out I had to prophesy to myself. You say prophesy the word, or you may want to say talk to yourself. But I had to declare some words over my life. I had to cut some strings. Why? In order to make it, in order to stand, in order to be an overcomer. You need God. You need God to give you the strength that you need. You need God to uphold you, to strengthen you. You need God today. And I just thank God for Sister Elizabeth this morning, because she found herself in a different position. She was always the one running, taking care, doing this and doing that. But then when you got to go through some of the process yourself, it takes the hands of God, and it takes the prayers of the righteous that avail it much. It takes people calling your name before God. It takes that in order to make it. And Habakkuk, the second chapter, says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that ye may run that readeth it. And when I looked at that, I said, you know, I remember things pretty good. But I found out I better start writing the vision. I better start writing to open up another way of manifestation. Start writing the vision. Start writing the promises of God. Start writing the declaration that God has spoken over your life. Start writing what God says. So while you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, or you're walking through the miry clay, that you can look up and see the word of the Lord. You can look up and see clearly, because the word of God is too sure. Write the vision. Write what God told you. Write it and make it plain. It does not matter if anybody understands what you're saying, but God told you to write it. Make it plain. Break it down. He will give you the word. He will break it down. How to do it, but make it plain. You got to have a vision. You have to always have something in front of you. There's always something you got to keep going forward to. One dream accomplished, one vision come to pass, the promises come to pass. Okay, God, the other thing that you say, this is what we're walking into now. If not, you become stagnant. You become stale in your mind. And then what? You lose the vision. But he told us here to write it. Write it. That he may run that readeth it. If you don't like reading, start loving it now. Because the word, you have to love to read. Because you're going to write, you don't love to read, how are you going to write something down? How can you create a vision? Even an architect, when they're trying to build a home, the vision, the floor plan is in their head.
They see the picture clear. They see how they want each area and every area of that home or that floor plan, what is it they're seeing. And they start making a blueprint. And they may have to adjust something along the way. But you have to have something. You cannot just walk in this world and just walk and say, oh, I'm here. But he told us to do what? Write the vision. What is it he called you to do? Are you walking into what he said? And verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And when I heard the word appointed time, I reminded that when God told Abraham and Sarah, they were going to have a child. But you know what? They were looking it for in their timing, not knowing it was for an appointed time. In other words, you have an appointment with time. And it's that appointment of time is when things is going to come into fruition. Not before that time. And when I was reading, and we see that when they could not wait on the promise, I tell you, I saw that Sarah said, you know what? She took the responsibility and said, you know what? It's on me. I'm the one that told my mate to go into thy bosom. It's on me. So the consequence on me, I have to take the responsibility for my action, for what I've told you to do. But the word says what? An appointed time. An appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Wait on it. Don't try to hurry it up. Don't try to intervene and do it your way. Wait on the Lord today. Wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Wait on it. A lot of time we see this scripture here. But you know what? You're a watchman, right? You got to wait on God. Hear God. When God says move, you move. When God says stop, you stop. When God says this, you do it. When God says don't, you don't. Because you want it to be in his appointed time. So ask God to teach you how to wait on him. Give you the patience to wait on him. Ask him, Lord, help me. Help me. We all need him to help us today. So in your vision, what you have for your life that God has told you about, write it down. We were told long time ago that when a woman looking for, when she's young and she's never been married, she start looking at magazines for dresses. She start getting a check. She start learning how to cook. She start learning how to do a lot of things. Now, we hear a lot of things about what the lady's doing, but a lot of things they need to teach the men what to do also, because it's more than just going to work. Okay, I work today, that's it. No, I know long time ago when it's in the Bible, yeah, it was society wasn't the way it is now. But today, you need both parents to be what? To be present in a home. You need both parents to change that baby diaper. We need both parents to one walk for an hour, the other one walk for the other half an hour, and burp that child. Or the child is sick. It takes both people. Why? Because you're doing it together. So we have to, you know, you tell our young people, when you're looking, write the vision. Make sure it's not so fairy tale like Cinderella. Know that life is life. But you have to know, have some vision, have some things written down. And discuss it. Because you may be surprised what the other person has thinking is in their mind. You might be so surprised. So, yes, you said, well, that has to be still a vision of your life. But let God direct you today. Don't be as your forefather. I'm going to do it the way my mama do it. Your mama didn't do it right. Your daddy didn't do it right. Tell the truth. You know it wasn't all good. You know they could have done a lot of things better. But God can teach you how. Isn't he the one that created the heaven and the earth? Isn't he the one that breathed the breath of life into you? Isn't he the one that called you by your name? He can teach you. He can teach you. We believe God to teach us the word of God. God can teach you life also. He doesn't say, I only deal with the ministry part of you. He deals with the other part of you. He deals with the whole man. The whole man. So today, when God asked Abraham, what do you see? Look up, Abraham. So much promises for you. Look up, people of God. Look up today and live. There's so much there for you. There's so much promises God has for you. Don't allow people to put shackles on you. Shackles, don't allow them to put shackles on you. Why? Because if Jesus came to set the captive free, how is it put shackles on? Allow God to download his word in you. Allow God to do the work within you. Wait on the Lord. Let him do the work in you. Let him direct you. And when you look at Psalms 37, verse 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. And let you know this, verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. David said, I've been young, now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's forever merciful and lenient, and his seed is blessed. So remember today on the Lord. Keep his way. Remember to praise him. Exalt him. God is the one that brought us through. And if it had not been for him, I don't know where I would be this morning. But I give God the honor, the glory, the praise, and the thanks. And I found out in this season of my lifetime, I got to speak to myself. I got to speak supernatural strength. I got to dig in and remind myself what the word of the Lord is. I have to speak and command my body to line up according to the word of God. Command myself to line up according to the way God has created myself to function in my body. I had to speak the word of God. Where there is darkness, let light of God come within me. So there's times when we got to declare it and decree it today and find yourself in a place of worship. Find yourself in a place of peace. And you know what? Shut the whole house down. They'll be fine. I'm like this. You'll be fine. You better start asking God what's going on and seek God's faith so we can find our place in him, because we need some answers from him. I don't know about you today, but I know I need some answers from the Lord. With craziness going on, Lord, you put touch their minds, God, because the enemy is going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. We can't act like we're in Sunday church like long time ago. Every Sunday you go to church, and every day during the week you do what you're good and you're big and you're bad to do. No, things have changed. And because things have changed, you got to change with it. What the word says, everything is moving by the power of God. Everything is moving by the power of God. So you know what? We got to move by the power of God. The wind blows, and it's the wind of God. We got to move with what he's saying and what he's doing. So today, just declare healing over your body. Declare joy over yourself. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You start speaking the joy of the Lord. You start self-medicating yourself. Nobody knows it but you. But you know what? I thank God for the advocate that understands you. He understands you. He understands you. Take that personal. God understands you. He sees you. He knows where you are right now. He knows the secret of your heart. He knows the things that you cannot utter. He hears your heartbeat. He hears your heart cry. He hears everything there is to hear about you. So today, know that with God on your side, already a winner, and you are already an overcomer. So continue to stand on the word. Abraham, it took him a long time. And God had to keep bringing the word to him over and over again. And the word of God let us know that he was a man of what? Faith. So it is okay if God had to send the word again and send the word again and send the word again until it comes to this fullness. And live today. I know that God is able to do everything he has promised you. Amen.
Praise. I cannot speak. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we're waiting for you to call in, and you can ask a question if you want to. It'd be nice if you did. Somebody, one of y'all, amen, ask a question or two, and all or give your opinion, whichever one, because God is waiting for you. And he's waiting for you, too, right now. He wanna, you know he wanna answer you, but if you don't ever ask, how can he answer? He don't hear your voice. How can you know him? You don't want to get acquainted with God. But listen, whatever God do, he do it at an appointed time, at his appointed time, okay? He do it at his appointed time, not ours. Because with us, it ain't never time, you know. It's only time when we think it's time, and our time is so off. And everyone I watches is wrong, okay? So you don't have a good timing. Your timing is off. You hear people say your timing is off? Well, our timing is always off. But God has an appointed time, and his time is what? On time, every time. You hear what I'm saying? On time, every time. Yes, it is. So you say, well, I'm one of these days. I'm going to say something. No, you ain't. You ain't said nothing in 3 years. You ain't finished saying nothing. You know. And if he locked your jaw, then you want to say something. You see? Didn't I read that? Didn't I tell him about that bad and that good? All right. Praise God. We want to be backward. Why do we like to be backward? I don't know. You know, but yet we want some people to think we're so intelligent. We got it all together. I don't need nothing. You know what they tell you when you say, what did you want God to do? Oh, I don't need nothing. Why do you lie? You going to ask somebody, am I praying for me because I need you to do this and so, and I need God to do this and that. I thought you didn't need nothing. You see what I'm saying? How backward we are. And I know you hate anybody to say it. You hate me to say it. You want me to give you a good old message, you know, like, Lord, thank you for my car. Thank you for my home. That's the only kind of blessing you can see. Huh? God got more blessing than you can shake a stick at. No. He got blessings you ain't never even heard of, just waiting for you. But you only think in two circles. No, I better go to three. And you want a husband or you want a wife? One or the other. That's about three, ain't it? Mm-hmm. And that's all you want to pray for. Uh-oh. No, I forgot another one. Money in the bank. You want money. Huh? You get money and you don't know what to do with it. You misuse it. See, he requires you to use it well, in a good way. He requires you to do that also. See, there's a penalty to pay for not using God's money the right way. So you're still going to have to do what? Work on his time. When you get up in the morning, it's on God's time. When you do all during the day, you're working on God's time. It ain't about your boss, whoever's your boss. It's God's time. Because he could do what? Close the clock down, say, this is the end of your time. And tell you, remember now, I'm long-suffering. I didn't say forever suffering. I say long-suffering. See? Can you remember that? So remember who you are and who time you're on. When he bought you, it was what? Time for you to come into the world when you were born. Brought you into this world. It was time for you to come in, right? So he brought you in. Now,
You know what I told somebody? I just told him, huh? He don't care about who he had to bring you in the world. He know he had a purpose for your life. And it was time to come in, don't matter who your parents were, whether you like your parents or you don't, or they like you or not. But that was the appointed time for you to enter into the world. It's not up to you to tell me, well, I didn't want to come in. How did you know you didn't want to come in? That was God's appointed time. See? Some people of old, let me tell you, God told them they're going to have a baby, you know, and it's up to you. You believe it or you don't, or you don't want now. You made the choice. God, I don't want no baby. I don't want no children. You made that choice. Well, what did you do? When you made that choice, you stopped somebody's purpose from being fulfilled. Okay? But God was listening to you. Why? Because he gave you free choice. Didn't he? He gave you free choice. You say, yeah, but whatever God say, no, God said not. Can you will it? Huh? Are you just going to stay up there and get one? I ain't going to say what go right there. I ain't going to say nothing. But all I know is, you know, this is the appointed time now for you to know whose side you on. Okay? This is the time for you to know whose side you are on. Because evidently the people don't know whose side they on. Some are so wishy-washy. Some are mental, you know. Then another bunch over there just plain old crazy. And everybody else is, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. It doesn't work like that. It's still God's appointed time. What he, the time he wanted to come for. When it's time for you to leave. Now, if you go and kill yourself now, you did that. You made that choice. See? God could have wanted you to be here for the next 200 years. But it's his time. He could do what he wanted. And he keep you here long as he want to keep you and keep you with a good mind. Yeah. They're saying good ears and good eyes and everything else. You might be slowed down, you know. He say you're going to be still running like you're a motor car. He'd be slowed down. But you're still here and you're still making it. Because it's his time. Why you gonna get mad because somebody done lived 100 years? Well, my mama only lived 50 years. Well, now listen, that was the appointed time for her. Did she finish the work? Who knows? We don't know that. She could not have finished her work. She could have been disobedient. She could have not done what God told her to do. Or might be one of them ones say, I'll do what I want to do when I want to do it. This my time. You know how we get so sassy. This ain't none of my time. We don't own nothing. Even the air we breathe belongs to God. Every time we take a breath, that belongs to God. So you, what you want? He lent it all to you. He lent your children to you. He lent your home, your car, everything you got is on loan. Suppose he asked you to pay him back. We'd be in trouble, won't we? Because we think, well, it's mine. And he said, he have a cattle on 1,000 hills, and he'll give you everything you need.
He's the supplier. But God is the owner. So if he owned time, he owned everything that's underneath and in time. You got it. You got it. You know you got it. See? And you know, I'll tell you, Pastor Sharon said, that message about times of refreshing. Now, that is an appointed time we need right now. One of refreshing us, because we've been fighting a long time now, and it's just so much these old bodies can endure and take. See, it's just so much it can take. You know, we trying to hold on. We trying to, you know, everybody's trying to do something to build up their immune system, to build up their brain cells or whatever needs to be built up. Everybody's trying to do something to build it up. We need refreshing. And the only refreshing come from who? God. We've been in a time capsule all this time. However long you've been here, how old you are, you've been in a time capsule. Now it's time to see what's in the capsule, right? All right. See what's in there. See, did you restore all that God had promised you? Live the life that he promised you. See, all of that is in that time capsule. You get the picture? Well, you know, praise God. God is good, and I thank God for it, you know. I thank God for these two times, messages on time, times of refreshing, and what else now? What are we? Appointed time. I thank God for them. Yes, I do. Because we are on a time schedule, and not ours, God's. And it is moving fast. Fast, people. Except those days be shortened, no flesh will be saved. No flesh will be saved. Now, what does that tell you? Do I tell you you got anything to do with it? What you got to do with it is to be ready like he told you to. That's all. Is that too much to ask for? No, ain't too much to ask for. Well, nobody called in to ask for another question or anything. So what we're going to do is put it in the hands of Sister Diane, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Pastor Sharon today, followed up by Apostle Porter. Wait on the Lord, and it's a time for everything. And it's so true. That message yesterday, follow up by today, when it said time of refreshing, and you know, as Pastor Sharon was talking about, you know, time, I went over in Ecclesiastes 3, and verse 1 say, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You know, it's a time for everything. Everything. Right now, your time is, if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, this is your time. Knowing that no day is promised to us. Not a minute, not an hour, nor a second is promised to us. And I heard Apostle talk about, you know, bring the word back, God is long-suffering. When is your day going to be the end day of that long-suffering? When God say,
I give you the time and you never use it to what I appointed you to do. What are you going to do? You can't do nothing because he gave you that time. We get busy doing everything else but what God wants us to do. It's a time for everything. And during that time, can you wait on the Lord? Like Pastor Sharon said, when he say do, do. When he say don't, don't. What are we going to do? Are we going to be obedient to God or are we going to be obedient to self? Because when we be obedient to self, we tend to get in trouble. Again, God is long-suffering. When is your time? Time is winding up. Look at the world today. Time is winding up. People don't want to believe. Time is winding up. This is the day to get your life right with God. And stand on God's word today. Stand in his word when he say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Stand in his word when he say he's only a breath away. Stand on his word today and know that you serve an awesome and powerful God. You need healing? Stand in his word. Say, Lord, let your will be done. So today, share this broadcast with a friend today. Click on that link. Visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and click on the link for today and listen to the broadcast. Share it with a friend. Text the link to a friend. Don't keep the word just to yourself. And if someone don't have a Facebook page or don't have access to a phone or whatever, tell them what you learned today. If that word rise up anything in you, share it with a friend today. Share it with someone, even passing by. You can be on your job. Share it today, even your children. Today we have our children looking at everything else, playing everything else, except getting into that word, except teaching them how to pray, calling on God in this time. It's a time for everything, and this is a time now for us to hear what thus say the Lord. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and click on the link and listen off of your computer or whatever device you may be listening on. But if you want to talk to that speaker of the hour, you need to call that number. Again, that number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. You need prayer. You need a question answered. You know, you have a praise report. You want to give your life to God. You know what? Press that 1. Don't be ashamed. Don't care what your friends say. Because you know what? That very friend that may mock you is that very friend that you're going to have to turn around and pray for, because they're going to come and ask you for prayer. Why? Because they see the change in your life. They see the change in your attitude, and they see the God in them today. So remember, it doesn't matter what nobody have to say, but what God is saying. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. And remember that prayer is universal. Doesn't matter what church you belong to, as long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, touch and agree with us. That calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. Again, that's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend, and let's stand together in unity, tearing that devil kingdom down and taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And if you, any one of the speakers on this broadcast has blessed you in any way and you would like to sow a seed into their life, you know, you can do so if you have Zelle. You can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for, and we will make sure that that money gets to them. Or if you don't use any one of those platforms, you can mail it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And you would like to continue to hear this broadcast and have blessed you in any way. We are looking for donations to bless this radio broadcast, keeping it on air. Again, you can do so by doing Zelle or visiting our website or mailing it in. Till then, be blessed and trust that the word has made you a brighter person today. Amen.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go,
and I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way, that and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.